For some mystifying reason, we don't seem to use most natural predators as symbols of death. Wolves symbolize loyalty and guardianship, the time-honored stories of Remus and Romulus being suckled by a wolf, and of Saint Francis of Assisi and the wolf have endured for centuries. Foxes often symbolize cleverness and cunning. Shakespeare's famous stage direction, "Exit pursued by a bear" in A Winter's Tale, makes bears seem pretty ominous, but Rudyard Kipling's Baloo offsets that as Mowgli's affable teacher. Lions generally are used to symbolize majesty, strength, courage, and justice, with C.S. Lewis's Aslan in his Chronicles of Narnia a striking example. L. Frank Baum's Cowardly Lion specifically turns the lion's reputation for courage on its head, but remains a kindly, if bumbling, soul even after he gets his courage. As far as avian predators, the largest and generally considered the most majestic, the eagles, are used partly in the way lions are, to symbolize magnificence and courage. Golden eagles, which are seen only rarely where the 13 original colonies were, live up to that reputation and are fittingly used as the national emblem of more countries, Albania, Germany, Austria, Mexico, and Kazakhstan, than any other animals. America's bald eagle catches fish, not prey that fight back, and is just as happy picking up fish already dead at dams or stealing them from osprey. The bald eagle gets most of its mammalian prey pre-killed on roadsides, indeed flying up above highways in hopes of finding fresh roadkill contributed to why so many people at my mother-in-law's funeral had seen eagles the morning of her funeral. Ben Franklin famously wrote to his daughter that the eagle was, quote, a bird of bad moral character. He does not get his living honestly. You may have seen him perched on some dead tree near the river where, too lazy to fish for himself, he watches the labor of the fishing hawk. And when that diligent bird has at length taken a fish and is bearing it to his nest for the support of his mate and young ones, the bald eagle pursues him and takes it from him. Franklin goes on, with all this injustice, he is never in good case, but like those among men who live by sharping and robbing, he is generally poor and often very lousy. Besides, he is a rank coward. The little kingbird, not bigger than a sparrow, attacks him boldly and drives him out of the district. He is therefore by no means a proper emblem for the brave and honest Cincinnati of America who have driven all the kingbirds from our country. End quote. If it's confusing why eagles are not symbols of death, it is understandable why vultures are, even though they so seldom actually cause a death. But it seems unfair that owls, every bit as splendid and powerful as eagles, what with what seems to me to be far more courage than our national emblem, are the birds associated in cultures the world over with death and foretelling death. Next time, I'll talk more about owls and death. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.